Back now with St. John's Prep football coach, Brian St. Pierre. Coach, welcome back and congratulations on your first game.
I appreciate it, Rick. Thanks for having me on.
You know, always questions going into a season, whether you have veterans or new kids. Tell me a little bit about the game Friday night as to how it unfolded, because obviously it was a spectacular night for your quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, just like you said, we have a mix of veterans and a lot of new kids in really key spots, one of which is the quarterback. He's brand new, coming in from Austin Prep as a junior to us. And so Aiden Driscoll, he started for us at Q, and he had a really good night. I think he did a great job of just kind of spreading it around to his weapons and letting them do the heavy lifting, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good start for him.
Tell me about his weapons. Who did the heavy lifting? One of them was Jesse O'Fury, I presume?
Yeah, Jesse, returning, three-year starter now for us, committed to Rutgers for football, so not a bad place to start. And then we added a pretty good free agent pickup in Jonel Aguero, who was with us as a freshman, went to IMG, and now is back for his senior year. Those were our two leading receivers, in addition to Stephon Patrick, who's a three-year starter returning. So we got some weaponry on the outside, and we got to use it.
All right, tell me about a couple of key guys up front in Friday night's game.
Yeah, along the offensive line, we started two sophomores at left guard and left tackle, Graham Roberts at left tackle and Jack DeFilippo at left guard. So I thought they acquitted for themselves pretty well for sophomores' first starts. At center, we had a senior, Pat Dever, who's kind of been there, done that type of deal. Right tackle, Pius Ajindu, who's a returning two-year starter for us, big boy at right tackle. So I think we did a pretty good job that way. We're still learning. We're still new up front.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of new faces, but we ran the ball pretty well, and pass protection was good.
Well, what do you see, Brian, when you study the tapes that might jump out at you as opposed to what you see at the game? Because obviously you're at ground level. You can only see so much at once. What do you glean from watching a tape?
You know, I think people see the score and they think, you know, pretty decisive. And it was. I'm not going to say it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot for us to clean up. I didn't like how we started the game. Offensively, we too many little mental errors. Too many times we were on the edge a little bit. And I just want it to be cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, you know, openers are like that to some degree. But we just have a high standard here of execution. And I think early in the game, everybody was just trying too hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that kind of borne itself out in how we played. But once we got it under control, I think we took off from there. But like everyone, I mean, it's a start. That's all it is. It beats the alternative.
Oh.
Like that.
Oh, yeah.
Versus an L. But we got a lot of work to do and a great challenge this week.
It's weird because I expect most high schools, would have a little bit of nervousness or a little bit of the jitters at first in trying to do things correctly. But over in Danvers, we saw Danvers and Tewksbury, and the first half was absolutely perfectly clean. It was the second half that fell apart. So it is the first game. I get that. Coach, we have to leap forward now to a huge game coming up this week, and maybe tell us your thoughts on Central Catholic.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously we've been doing this for a long time with them. It goes back a long time. So certainly a game that I think both fan bases, both schools, both teams, they're aware of one another. I guess that's a safe way of putting it. And, they're a really good program. And last time we played them, they got the best of us in the playoffs, which we're not accustomed to. So we got a little bit of a bad taste in our mouth from that. They had a rough opening game against Springfield Central, but I think a lot of that's kind of an anomaly. They had some things go against them early in that game that kind of set them back. And Springfield Central is a great team, super talented, so it's a tough opener. We know there'll be a much different Central team this week when we go up there.
Well, I know you have some big guys, and it looks like they have some big dudes too.
Yeah, I mean, they have some, you know, they're always highly touted up there. I know they got a young quarterback who's supposed to be really good, taking over for the kid that was really good last year. they always have some good, tough linebackers and good linemen, and they're just a really good program, well-coached, and they've had a lot of success. So we know the challenge. We're used to playing them. Our kids enjoy the challenge.
Okay, and that's Friday night at 7. One quick question, Brian. Does the prep travel well? You get a lot of student body show up?
We do. I think our, we call it the nest here.
Mm-hmm.
I think our nest travels really well.
Okay.
We have a lot of support here at the school. The kids are really into it. You know, we've had a lot of success, so that certainly helps. And then the proximity of the game. You know, we play all over, so it's not a lot of next-door neighbor-type games like you have in the NEC sometimes.
Right, right.
Lawrence Central Catholic to us is right up the road, so we'll have a large contingent there, I'm sure.
Excellent. Coach, good luck this week, and we'll talk again soon.
I appreciate it, Rick.
Thank you, Brian. Take care. All right, that is Brian St. Pierre, who is the coach at St. John's Prep, and they've got a big one, Central Catholic, on Friday night at 7 p.m. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.